How to memorize Bible verses, a simple 10-minute method. To memorize a Bible verse, read it in context. Divide it into short, meaningful phrases. Cover the text and retrieve it. Check mistakes immediately. Then review it after increasingly longer gaps. 10 focused minutes a day is enough to begin. The goal is not to race through a list. Christians memorize Scripture so that its words are available for prayer, wisdom, worship, encouragement, resistance to temptation, and faithful action. Exact recall serves understanding. It should never replace context. The 10-minute Scripture memory method. Minute 1. Read the paragraph. Read the verse before and after your target. Ask, who is speaking or writing? To whom? What is happening in the argument or story? Is the sentence a command, promise, prayer, warning, description, or something else? This prevents a familiar line from becoming a slogan detached from its passage. Minutes 2 to 3. Notice the structure. Copy the verse accurately in the translation you actually use. Add the reference. Mark its natural units with slashes. For example, a sentence might move like this. Statement, / contrast, / reason, / result. Look for repeated words, parallel phrases, connecting words, and changes in person or tense. Meaningful structure is easier to remember than a chain of isolated words. Minutes 4 to 5. Say one phrase at a time. Read the first phrase aloud, look away and say it, check it. Add the second phrase and retrieve both together. Continue only when the earlier material survives. This is expanding the chain. A plus B, A plus B plus C, A plus B plus C plus D. If a phrase keeps failing, make it smaller. Difficulty is information, not failure. Minutes 6 to 7. Remove cues. Cover several words, or keep only the first letter of each word. Try to produce the missing language before revealing it. Rereading can create familiarity without recall. Retrieval practice, trying to bring material to mind, has repeatedly been shown to strengthen later retention. Feedback matters. Check immediately, so an error does not become the rehearsed version. Minutes 8 to 9. Recall the whole verse. Close the text and recite the reference and verse. Then write it or record yourself once. Compare word for word. Mark only the trouble spots. Practice those in their phrases, then attempt the whole verse again. Avoid starting from the beginning 10 times if the only weak point is near the end. Minute 10. Explain and schedule. In one sentence, explain what the verse is doing in its paragraph, then choose the next review time. A simple starting schedule is later today, tomorrow, 3 days later, 1 week later, 2 weeks later. Monthly, adjusting when recall fails. Learning research supports spacing practice over time, rather than massing every repetition into one sitting. There is no universally perfect interval. Review sooner after a miss, and allow longer gaps after accurate, confident recall. A 7-day practice plan. Day 1. Choose and understand. Select one short verse or 2 connected sentences. Read the whole paragraph and write why this passage, not a random popular list, belongs in your memory now. Day 2. Build the phrase chain, work phrase by phrase, recite the reference before and after the verse. Day 3. Complete missing words, hide important nouns, verbs, and connectors, retrieve them before checking. Day 4. Cold recall. Attempt the verse before opening your Bible or memory app. Correct the result against the exact text. Day 5. Vary the starting point. Begin from the middle, supply the sentence after a cue, and explain the context. This exposes a verse learned only as one motor sequence. Day 6. Use the verse. Pray with the passage. Discuss it, or write how it corrects, comforts, or directs you, without making the verse say more than its context supports. Day 7. Full review. Recite the reference, verse, and one sentence context note. If accurate, increase the interval. If not, isolate the weak phrase and schedule an earlier return. 5 common problems. I keep forgetting the last line. Practice backward by phrase. Learn the final phrase alone, then attach the phrase before it. The ending deserves its own retrieval, not only exhausted attempts after the opening. I mix translations. Pick one translation for exact recall and label it on the card. Comparing translations is valuable for study. Switching wording during memory practice makes accurate feedback harder. I know it while looking, not with the text closed. Reduce rereading. After one careful look, cover the text and attempt recall. The slight struggle is the practice. My review list is overwhelming. Stop adding new verses for a week. Stabilize the current set. Remove accidental duplicates and shorten the daily queue. A smaller living treasury is better than a large neglected one. I can recite it, but cannot explain it. Return to the paragraph. Read a trustworthy study note or commentary if needed. Write what the author is doing and how the verse connects. Exact words without responsible interpretation are incomplete learning. How Feazin supports the method. Feazin's current memorize flow lets you choose a passage from a treasury or add your own, complete missing words, attempt full recall, grade how recall felt, and return when reviews are due. It also includes dedicated work with the Ten Commandments and the Nicene Creed. The useful connection is that memory does not stand alone. Reading plans, scripture reading, chapter quizzes, a private lexicon, the journal, and shared group passages can help a verse remain attached to understanding and practice. Frequently asked questions. How long does it take to memorize a Bible verse? A short verse may become recitable in one session, but durable recall takes later reviews. Measure success in weeks and months, not the moment immediately after practice. Should I write Bible verses repeatedly? Writing can help you attend to exact words, but copying alone is not enough. Alternate writing with covered text recall and delayed reviews. Is it better to memorize verses or passages? Start at a manageable length. Whole paragraphs preserve context and argument better, while single verses lower the barrier. If you begin with one verse, learn the surrounding paragraph and expand when useful. What verse should I memorize first? Choose a passage you understand and expect to pray, obey, teach, or need. For a curated starter set, see 25 Bible verses to memorize first. Try Feazin. Add one meaningful passage to Feazin, practice it a few words at a time, attempt it by heart, and return when it is due for review. Sources: Carpenter, Pan, and Butler. Spacing and Retrieval Practice Review. Cepeda et al. Distributed Practice Meta-Analysis. Roediger and Karpek. The Power of Testing Memory. Bible Gateway. Scripture Memorization Practice Tips. The Navigators. How to Memorize Scripture. Feazin Product Source. Current iOS File MemorizeView.swift. This article was written and narrated by Ezra, Feazin's editorial study assistant. Ezra is an AI.